Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. New York Times bestselling author and humorist Dave Barry has just released another collection of essays, Live Right and Find Happiness, although beer is much faster. Life lessons and other ravings from Dave Barry. This follows hot on the heels of his collection, You Can Date Boys When You're 40. I had a chance to talk with Dave about that book when it came out, and here's how the conversation unfolded. So you titled the book, You Can Date Boys When You're 40. Dave Barry on parenting and other topics he knows very little about, but you start out the book saying, well, this is not a book about parenting. Why the juxtaposition there?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that the title does refer to parenting. My daughter she was 13 when I wrote that essay. Now she's 14, and she went through puberty. We need to find a cure for puberty in girls if we do nothing else as a society. But I also wanted to point out that the book is really about a bunch of different things. There's essays on manliness. There's essays on Israel, on air travel, lots of different topics. But the first one is about my daughter getting to be 14 and the terrifying things that happen, of which the most terrifying, at least for me as the dad, has been boys, which are suddenly showing up around our house. They're on the lawn, they're on the roof, they're in the trees. They're like squirrels, they're everywhere, and they get into the house, which I'm against. I used to be a boy. I'm a male. I've been a male my whole life, and so I know how we think, and we're scum. As a gender, we're definitely the worst of all the genders, and I don't think this gender should be near my daughter. So that's what led to that first essay.
Well, you also, beyond having a teenage daughter, just turned 65 too, and well, a lot of this is a reflection of what I also sense as a ongoing and enduring curmudgeonliness. Well, you're a curmudgeon.
But I like that effort you made to form a word there.
Well, I read your chapter on grammar, so you know I was working with that.
I talk. There's the whole essay on aging and how not fun it is. I start with my mail, which used to be. I used to get fun mail. I'm talking about 25, 30 years ago. I don't know if this happened to you, but almost every day, my mail included a letter from Ed McMahon. Letting me know that I could have already won $43 million. Mm-hmm. And I never actually did, and I don't think Ed really thought I was going to, but at least he took the time to write, and it was kind of a positive thing. Now all my mail is about like my Medicare options, which I don't want to hear any more about as long as I live, which may not be that long, and pre-planning my funeral. So I have an essay about that. In fact, in the book, I do have an actual program for how I would like my funeral to be, including an appearance by William Shatner, I hope, if he's available.
I mentioned the chapter on grammar, and you talk about how young people today have terrible writing skills, and you go on to prove it by outlining the new version of grammar, I would say.
Yeah, I've always found grammar. I used to write a column called Ask Mr. Language Person, which was Mr. Language Person was this expert who was actually the world's worst grammar expert, and he got all his answers wrong. So I would make up questions, and then I would answer them, and this ran in the newspaper for many years. And I always loved the mail that Mr. Language Person got, because it was basically the column was nothing but wrong information, nothing but errors in grammar. And I would get these angry letters from, I call them the humor impaired, people who didn't figure out that I was kidding. And they would send me back my column, and they'd say, I found an error in this, and they'd circle like one error out of 50. So this essay on grammar was kind of an homage to Mr. Language Person, wherein I summarize all the wrong information about grammar I could think of.
Well, I love the four types of sentences that are there. They're imperative, declarative, and the text sentence too. So. Is texting what's affecting all the grammar these days?
Yeah, nobody writes. But my daughter communicates with her friends almost exclusively in letters combinations that are not really words at all. That and photographs. They send a lot of photographs of themselves to other people. I don't know why, but it's like every 10 seconds, here's what I look like now, and here's what I look like now. they're very busy. That's why they can't look away from the phone to talk to you. They would, you know, if they look away from their phone for 10 seconds, they could miss 50 crucial selfies, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you mentioned Israel in your chapter in the new book, You Can Date Boys When You're 40, the chapter Seeking Wi-Fi in the Holy Land, where you say that in the 65th year, thou shalt go into the land of Israel, and thou shalt travel to every place in a tour bus filled with Jews. And you recount your adventures there. And you also, I guess that's where the flying chapter came from, too.
Well, yeah, I did fly to Israel. That's probably the best way to get there. But, yeah, I'm not Jewish, but my wife is. She's Cuban Jewish, and they call them, there's a lot of Cuban Jews in Miami. They call themselves Jubans. And they came over from Cuba. They didn't come on rafts. They actually parted the Caribbean. So anyway, we belong to a temple. And so last summer, my wife, my daughter, and I went to Israel, which we were a little nervous about because it seemed, you know, Israel always seems like a kind of a tense place. But we actually had a great time over there, except for one thing, which is, We rode on a camel. If you ever get a chance to ride on a camel, don't, is my advice, because it's a very uncomfortable, scary ride. You're like 800 feet in the air is what it feels like. And we rode for like a half a mile on the camel, and I was so glad to get off. And I thought, like, if this is how people have been getting around the Middle East, no wonder there was so much tension in this region of the world.
What are you hoping that readers will take away from your new book, You Can Date Boys When You're 40?
A great deal of wisdom and happiness. No, I don't really. I think all I hope is that they laugh, you know? That's all I want. All I want is to entertain people.
Well, I have to tell you that the chapter on death had me crying. And because I was laughing
way, right?
So hard, yes. And I was keeping my wife awake, reading her sections from the chapter as well. So yes.
So you'll probably end up divorced as a result of reading my book.
Unfortunately, I think, yeah. So. Well, thanks for your time this morning. Greatly appreciated, Dave.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Dave Barry talking about his book, You Can Date Boys When You're 40. Dave Barry on parenting and other topics he knows very little about. Available where books are sold. More info on our website, wvxu.org.
Stay in touch with the book club at 91.7 on WVXU's Facebook page, via email, book@wvxu.org, or on the web at wvxu.org.